when you have your appendix out, you say he had an attack of
appendicitis.
When you eat and drink things that don't agree with you and they come back up, you say you
belched them or
burped them. All right, but if it's more than that, it comes
vomit.
Back.
Vomit.
Okay. If any other terms for it, that crude terms for vomiting and throwing up, you say.
Well, that's an ugly word.
Well, say it.
Puked.
Okay.
I didn't want to say that.
A crude term. You wouldn't normally use it, but you hear people use it,
yeah.
So it's a kind
to.
Of a crude term.
They used to say it a lot.
Right, and didn't think
yeah.
anything about it, did they? Okay. Any other terms like that?
No.
Bart, that's good enough, huh? If a person is sick here, you say if a person vomited, he was sick.
Sick at his stomach.
Okay. She'd hardly got the news when she came right over. She wants to share the news with you, so she says, you talking about her, you might say, she hardly got the news when she came right over.
And told me.
Okay. Now, if you're going to be disappointed if he won't come, you say, I'd be disappointed if he...
He doesn't come.
All right, so what would you say, be disappointed? If you're talking about it. I'd be disappointed if he doesn't come, okay, but
I was looking for him.
All right, but you're talking about that you're going to be disappointed, so you say, I'd be disappointed.
Will be disappointed.
Okay. If you both are going to be glad to see me, you say, be glad to see you. We
will be glad to see
you. Okay. If a boy is beginning to pay serious attention to a girl, he is...
In love.
Okay. What other terms for talking about the being interested in, a boy being interested in a girl? He's doing what? He's...
Courting her.
Okay. What other terms for it? Can you
going with her.
Okay.
Dating her, whatever you want to call it.
And so he is her...
Boyfriend.
Okay. Any other terms? Old terms maybe that you used to use when you're talking about a boyfriend. He's
sweetheart.
Okay. And what is she to him?
She's his sweetheart too.
Okay. And a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar. His little brother says, oh, you've been
kissing somebody.
Okay. What? Any old fashioned terms for it?
Busting, they used to call, you've been busting somebody.
Oh, I hadn't heard that one. I've heard spooning before. What's spooning?
Don't know.
I've heard that term. I don't know exactly what it is either, but it's something about that. If he asks her to marry him and she doesn't want him, what do you think? What do you say she did to him? What'd she do to him if she doesn't want to marry him and he wants her to?
She dropped him.
Okay. She might have dropped him. Anything else for him? If that she turned him down? What else?
Turned him down, dropped him, or quit him.
Okay. But if she didn't turn him down, they went ahead and got...
Married.
Okay. At the wedding, the man who stands with the groom is the... What do you call him? The attendant to the groom.
Best man.
Okay. Any old-fashioned terms for it?
No, not that I know of.
And how about the girl that stands with the bride?
She's a... bridesmaid.
Okay. After a wedding, the boys in the neighborhood might gather around a couple's home and make all sorts of noise, and you call it a...
Well, they call that a bachelor party, don't they?
Okay. If, let's see. If, you're talking about good people, and you say there was trouble at a party, and the police came